Okay. Have you got those images? Now, a score of 10 is excellent. If you can remember the first seven in sequence, then you're in the top 1% of people with the best memories in the world. I'm now going to repeat those objects. See how many you get right. Yellow balloon. Roses. Guitar. Teapot. Fluffy dog. Painting. Bus. Sandals. Ice cream. Mirror. Tape measure. Blue pen. Briefcase. Umbrella. Statue. Milk. Computer. Wedding cake. Giraffe. Pair of skis. Palm tree. Fishing rod. Hat. Hammer. Bag of diamonds. A rope. Golf bag. Sparkling dress. A diary. And fountain pen. Now, if you've been practicing with these techniques, then I'd expect a score of 10 to 20, which is excellent, particularly if they're in sequence. If you got a score of 20 to 25, then you are way above average. If you scored all 30, then you got me worried. Who are you? Potentially, you could be a major player in a national memory competition. Now, people say to me, "How long does this information stay in your head?" Well, now you can be the judge. Just see how long that information stays in your head. What you might like to do is just get a piece of paper and write down all 30, or as many as you can, as fast as you can. Or use your guidebook. And then I'm going to call out the list again, and you just tick them off. Okay, you got that list? I'm going to go through them now. Yellow balloon, roses, guitar, teapot, fluffy dog, painting, bus, sandals, ice cream, mirror, tape measure, blue pen, briefcase, umbrella, statue, milk, computer, wedding cake, giraffe, pair of skis, palm tree, fishing rod, hat, hammer, bag of diamonds, a rope, golf bag, sparkling dress, diary, and fountain pen. Now, if for any reason you scored very badly, well, don't worry about it. Help is at hand. You just need to work on your imagination, the visual side of your imagination, a bit more.